Start from the Mishnah on the top of Tezayin Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah says, "Barba prakim ha'olam nidon." The world is judged at four intervals during the year. Pesach al atua, on Pesach we're judged over the grain. Patzeres al peros ha'ilon, on Shavuos we're judged for the fruits of the tree. Berosh Hashanah kol ba'ei olam ovrin lefanav kivnei maron shene amar hayotzer yachad libam hamevin al kol ma'asehem. On Rosh Hashanah, all of creation passes in front of God. Kivnei Maron, we'll see in the Gemara later, there's different opinions what that means. But for now, we'll translate to mean like sheep that pass in front of Hashem. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk that Hashem knows all of our thoughts. That's what we're judged for in Rosh Hashanah. Uvechag nidon nalamayon, on Sukkot we're judged for water. So the Gemara asks, hey, Tevuah, what's the case of the grain? Which grain are we being judged for on Pesach? Ilema ha Tevuah dekaima, if it's the grain that already existed before Pesach. Well, that doesn't make sense, because kol hane harpatake da'adu ala emas itun. Anything that occurred to the grain prior to Pesach, when was that adjudicated? When was that judged? So the Gemara says, you're right, ala tevua de mizdera. It must be the grain that's going to grow in the future after Pesach. So the Gemara asks, lememra decha dina mistana. Does that mean that there's only one judgment for the grain? Vahasanya, tevua she'ira bakeri o'ones kodem ha-pesach nidonis le'shahavar, li'achar ha-pesach nidonis le'haba. Adam she'ira bo kerio onos kodem yom kippurim nidon l'sha'avar va'achar yom kippurim nidon l'haba. The Gemara makes it sound like that there's two separate points of judgment. In other words, both for grain and for people. So let's say in the case of grain, anything that occurs to the grain prior to Pesach was judged last Pesach, and anything which occurs to the grain after Pesach was judged this Pesach. And the same concept is true for people. Anything that happened to a person prior to Yom Kippur was judged last Yom Kippur, and after Yom Kippur was judged this Yom Kippur. So doesn't that indicate that they're really two separate dinim, right? Amar Rava Shmamina Trei Dine Mistana. You see from here that there's two separate points of judgment. And in fact, the Gemara says, Amar Abaye Hilkach Ki Chaze Inish De Matzla Zara Afla Likdim Belizra Charfa Da Adamati Lemidnei Kadim Salik. The Gemara says that if, let's say, you planted your early grains, the grains that take longer to grow, so you plant those in the beginning of the fall, let's say around this time of year, like around Mar Cheshvan, and those grains are going to take much longer to grow, they're not going to grow until close to the springtime. If you see that those grains are doing well, they're growing at a faster pace, they're being successful, you should hurry up and plant your later grains, the grains that grow much faster, because if you plant them before next Pesach, they'll still be part of the judgment from the previous year's crop. So if you see that your early crops are doing well, you should go ahead and plant the later crops before Nisan. Fine. Then the Gemara asks, Mani Mas Nisan, who is the author of our Mishnah? Lo Rabbi Meir, Velo Rabbi Yehuda, Velo Rabbi Yossi, Velo Rab Nasan. It can't be any of these four Tanaim. Disanya, Hakol Nidonim Barash Hashanah, Ugzar Din Shalohem Nechtam Biyom HaKippurim Divrei Meir. So this Tosefta is going to quote four different opinions, and the Gemara is going to try to show how neither of these four opinions could possibly fit into our Mishnah. So according to Reb Meir says that everything gets judged on Rosh Hashanah, not just people, but grain and water and fruit. Everything is judged on Rosh Hashanah, and every Gzar Din, every final decree, occurs on Yom Kippur. So Reb Meir clearly is against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said that there's four separate intervals for everything. That grain is on Pesach, and water is on Sukkot, and fruits is Shavuos, and people are Rosh Hashanah. So Reb Meir clearly is against the Mishnah. Rabbi Huda Omer, Hakol Nidonin Barash Hashanah, Ugzar Din Shalohem Nechtam Kol Echad V'Echad Bizmano, B'Pesach Al Atfuah, B'Atzeres Al Peros Ha'ilan, B'Chag Nidonin Al Hamayim, V'Adam Nidon Barash Hashanah, Ugzar Din Shalom Nechtam B'Yom HaKippurim. So now we have Rabbi Huda, second sheet in the Tosefta. He says that everything and everyone is judged on Rosh Hashanah, and then the Gzar Din, the final decree, is given out on the individual day, right? So Pesach were judged, in other words, the grain, the final din for the grain, and Sukkot for the water, etc. So that's also against the Mishnah, because the Mishnah implied that everything happens on that one day, meaning the original din and the Gzar Din as well. For the grain, everything's on Pesach. For the water, everything's on Sukkot. But according to Rabbi Huda, he sounds like every din is on Rosh Hashanah, and then the Gzar din happens on separate days. So that seems to be against the Mishnah. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Adam Nidon V'chol Yom Shene Amar V'tif Gedenu Liv Karim. Rabbi Yossi says that a person is judged every day. Pasuk in Eov says that Tifkedenu Lab Karim, that Hashem investigates our actions daily. So that's also against the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that we're only judged on Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Nasan Omer Adam Nidon B'chol Shash and Amar Lir Ga'im Tifchanenu. Rabbi Nasan says we're judged every moment, every hour, because that same pasuk in Eov says Lir Ga'im Tifchanenu, that Hashem inspects us every moment. So that's those two shittos are clearly against the Mishnah as well. So the Gemara says, V'chi teima liolam Rabbi Yehuda, maybe you'll argue that no, really the Mishnah reflects Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. V'chi katani masnisin a gzar din. And the Mishnah was simply referring to the gzar din aspect, to the final part of the din. In other words, again, Rabbi Yehuda said that the original din happens on Rosh Hashanah for everything, and all the gzar din happen on these four intervals, so that you could argue maybe the Mishnah does follow Rabbi Yehuda. But the problem is, says the Gemara, Ihachi Kashi Adam, you still have a problem in the case of man, because the Mishnah, when it comes to mankind, says that we're judged and sealed all on Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah never mentions Yom Kippur as a day where there's a Chasima Sadin. Rabbi Yehuda introduces that in that concept of Yom Kippur. So again, that seems to still be against the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, you're right. Amar Rava, Haitana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Desana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Barba Prakim Olam Nidon, Bepesach HaLatfua, Batzeres Alperos Sa'ilon, Bechad Nidonon Alam, basically, the Mishnah is a completely different Tana. It's Tana Dvei Rabbi Yishmael, who basically just reiterated what we said in the Mishnah. He basically says that everything happens on a different day. Every din, every gzar din, is at a different interval of the year. Fine. Amar Rav Chista, my time of the Rabbi Yossi. Why does Rabbi Yossi say that we're judged every single day? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Kedeka Amar Ta'ame, Batif Kedenu Lev Karim. We quoted the Pasuk from Eov that indicates that Hashem judges us every day. So the Gemara says, no. Anan Hachi Karmiran. My time alo Amar Kerab Nasan. The question is, why does Rabbi Yossi not say like Rab Nasan, who said that we're judged every moment? Because again, remember, they're both quoting the same Pasuk from Eov. So basically, the question is, why are we assuming that one half of the Pasuk is correct and not the other? So the Gemara explains, Bechina Ayune Ba'almahi, because Rabbi Yossi felt that the terminology that the latter half of the Pasuk uses of Bechina, where it says, Valir Ga'im Tifchanenu, the word Bechina just means to investigate. It doesn't really have the connotation of a real level of introspection, of investigation, of judgment. So the Gemara says, but what do you mean? Pekida nami ayune ba'almahi. The word pekida, which is used in the first half of the pasuk of vatifkedenu livkarim, also can just simply mean investigation. It doesn't necessarily have to refer to din. So the Gemara says, you're right. Elo amar Rav Chista taimi de Rabbi Yossi mihacha la'asos mishpar avdo mishpar amo Yisrael dvar yom biyomo. The source for Rabbi Yossi's concept that we're judged daily is a totally different pasuk from Sefer Melachim that we actually say in Hoshanas every day or on Sukkis, right? The pasuk says that Hashem judges his servants and Am Yisrael every single day. So that's how Rabbi Yossi knows that Hashem judges us every day. Fine. V'amar Rav Chista, melech v'tzibur, melech nichnas tchila laden, shene amar, la'asos mishpar avdo, mishpar amo Yisrael. So based on the same pasuk from Melachim, Rav Chista says that if you have a melech and you have all of Klal Yisrael that need to go be judged for something, for some aveira, so the melech should go and be judged before the rest of the Klal. My time, what's the reasoning? So iba yisema, lavo rachara lemesa malka abarai. Either it's because it's not appropriate that the king should be waiting outside while everyone else goes in to be judged. For the other possibility is that before HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anger gets so overwhelming, we want the king to go in first while Hashem's anger is still a little bit abated before his anger swells up against everyone else. Fine. Amar Rav Yosef, keman matzlinat ha'idna aktzirei va'amirei, keman k'Rav Yossi. Based on which opinion are we justified in davening daily for people who are sick? Because again, if you assume like what it said in our Mishnah, that people are just judged on Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't really make any sense that we should daven for a person every single day of the year. Because once their judgment has been issued, then you know that should be it. And then whatever happens to them should happen. So the fact that we're justified in davening for a person daily presumably only makes sense according to Rav Yossi, who says that we're judged every single day. So then you can daven for a person's dinner every day to be positive. However, the Gemara says, "V'ibay yaseim aliyolam kerabanan uched Rabbi Yitzchak." Tam Rabbi Yitzchak yafet sa'aka la'adam bein kodem gzar din bein liachar gzar din. The Gemara says, "No, you can even argue that this concept can even be true according to the Rabbanan, based on the statement of Rabbi Yitzchak that tefillah davening to Hashem can even be effective even after the din has been sealed. It's, in other words, it's possible for Hashem to change the din, to alter the din even after it's already been sealed." Okay. Then the Gemara says, "Tanya." Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Akiva Mitnema Amra Torah Heviu Omer BePesach Mitnesha HaPesach Zman Tevuahu. So why do we bring the carbon Omer on Pesach? So as we already noted in the Mishnah, Pesach is a time of the grain. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Heviu Lefanai Omer BePesach Kedei Shetisbarich Lachem Tevuah Shebesados. Right. So bring before me this carbon Omer. So this way I'm going to bless all the grain in the field. Mitnema Amra Torah Heviu Shtei Halechem BaAtzeres. Why do we bring the Shtei Halechem, the two loaves that accompany the Kivsei Atzeres on Shavuos? Mitnesha Atzeres Zman Peiros HaIlanu. Right. Shavuos is the time of the fruit of the tree. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Heviu Lefanai Shtei Halechem BaAtzeres Kedei Shetisbarich Lachem Peiros HaIlan. Right. So again, bring the shtei alechem, so I'm going to bless the fruit of the tree. Why do we do nisach ha-mayim, right, the libations of water on Sukkis? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nisachu lefanei mayim b'chag, kedei she'ez baruch alechem gishmei shana. So again, do the nisach ha-mayim, so I'll bless the water. V'amru lefanei b'rash ha-shana, malchios zechronos v'shofros. And we know, we say malchios zechronos and shofros on Rosh Hashanah. Malchios kedei she'tam lichuni alechem. Malchios is to make Hashem the melech. Zechronos kedei she'yale zechronechem lefanei letova, so that we should be remembered for good. Uvameh b'shofar. And the way we do that is via the shofar. Amar Rabbi Avo, lama token b'shofar shal ayil. Why do we dafka use a ram's horn for the shofar? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, taku lefanei b'shofar shal ayil, kedei she'ezkor lachem akedas Yitzchak ben Avram, umale ani alichem kilu akatem atzmechem lefanei. Remind Hashem of the akedah, and who will view it as if we offered ourselves up to Hashem. Rabbi Yitzchak amar, lama token b'rosh Hashanah. Why do we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? What do you mean? Lama token, rachman amar taku. The pasuk says you have to blow the shofar. What kind of question is that? El lama merian. Why do we blow the trua? The Gemara says that's also not a question. Merian, rachman amar zichron trua. It also says zichron trua, which indicates that there's different various forms of the shofar blast that has to be blown. So the Gemara says you're right. El lama token umerian kishahin yoshven v'soken umerian kishahin omdin. Why do we blow what are called the tkios demiyushav and the tkios demuumad? Literally, the sitting and the standing tkios, which is really another way of saying the tkios before Shmona Esrei and the ones during Shmona Esrei. Why do we do that? So famously, the Gemara says kedela arbev hasatan. We do this in order to confuse the satan. Again, there's a lot written about what this means and how this plays out practically, but the bottom line is that we blow the shofar before Shmona Esrei and during Shmona Esrei in order to confuse the satan. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, kol shana she'ein token la b'schilasa merian la b'sofa. Any year that doesn't have the tkiya, the shofar, blown in the beginning of the year, it's going to end off as a bad year. My taima, deloi arbev satan, because he didn't confuse the satan. The satan is going to take hold and is going to destroy and is going to do terrible things. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, kol shana she'rasha b'schilasa misasheres b'sofa. Shene amar me reishes ha'shana, me reishes k'siv. Yad acharis, sofa she'esh la'acharis. And conversely, if a year starts out bad, it starts out impoverished, it's eventually going to end up being rich, being wealthy, because again, it says me reishes ha'shana, that's written without a year, that implies that it's a weak, it's an impoverished year. V'ad acharis shana, it's eventually going to end off being a good year. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, ein donin es ha'adam el lefi ma'asav shal osa sha'a, shene amar, ki shamay alokim el kol ha'nar ba'asher rusham. We know the famous pasuk by Yishmael, right, that we're only judged for our actions right now. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not kill Yishmael, because as of this current moment, he wasn't deserving of death. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, gimul dvarim azkirin avonosav shal adam, eluhein, kir natui v'iyon tfila u'moser din al chaveru. There are three things that cause Hashem to reckon or to remember a person's sin. Sitting under a wall that's about to collapse. Iyun tefillah means in basically anticipating that your tefillahs are going to be answered, and a person who passes judgment over his friend. The Girsa here should be the Amar of Chanan, kol hamoser din al chaveru hu nenash tchila, shene amar vatomer saray al avram chamasi alecha, uchsiv ayavo avram lispod lisarava livkosa. Sarai basically accuses Avram because he took Hagar, even though Sarah told him to take Hagar, and then Hagar ended up having Yishmael before Sarah had a child, so she was upset at Avram for that, and even though Avram didn't do anything. And as a result, because she passed judgment over Avram, so in this week's parashah, Chayi Sarah, she ends up dying first. So that was her punishment. Because she passed judgment over Avram, she was punished. V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, dalad dvar mekarin gzardino shel adam. There are four things that tear up a person's din. Eluhein, tzedakah, tzeaka, shinu Hashem, b'shinu imaisa. So tzedakah, crying out to Hashem in tefillah, changing your name and changing your actions. So what does that mean? Tzedakah dichsev, utzedakah tatzel mimavas. In Mishlei, it says that tzedakah saves you from death. Tzeaka dichsev, vayetzaku al Hashem batzar lahem umi mitzuko se. And Tehillim, it says that you cry out to Hashem when you're in distress, and then Hashem will save you. Right? Now, once her name was changed to Sarah, she was able to have children. And then, and say for Yonah, it says that Hashem basically told the people of Nineveh to basically reform their ways, and once they did, Hashem didn't destroy them anymore. Right, and again, also changing your location. As we know, once Avram left Haran, right, and he goes to Eretz Yisrael, so Hashem said, I'm going to make you into a grey nation. Why does the first opinion in the Gemara not factor Shinui Makum as a thing that will tear up your din? So it could be that it was Dafka by Avraham because the Schus of Eretz Yisrael, that tore up his din. But it could be that just a regular person who moves to a random place that's not Eretz Yisrael perhaps will not have that same merit. Okay, then the Gemara says, Vamar Rabbi Yitzchak, Chayiv Adam Lahakbu Pnei Rabo Beregel. Shene Amar, Madua At Holeches Eilav Hayom Lo Chodesh Velo Shabbos, Michlal, Devachodesh Shabbos Yiboy Lo Lemezal. So there's a famous Chiyuv, right, that a person has to go visit their Rebbe on Yontif. The Gemara derives from Pasuk in Melachim when the Isha HaShunamis takes her son who died, and eventually Elisha brought him back to life. So her husband asks, why are you going to Elisha today? It's not Chodesh and it's not Shabbos. Now again, the Gemara elsewhere points out that a Chodesh and Shabbos is not to be taken literally here. It's really a reference to Yontif. But the point is that you see from this Pasuk that there's a Chiyuv to be Makpil Pnei Rabo Beregel on Yontif. Now there may be certain limitations to this. There are some Achronim who talk about maybe this din doesn't apply at all Bezman Hazeh. Maybe it only applies when there's a Beis HaMikdash. Maybe we ask ourselves back in the Gemara in Sukkah that if you don't live in the same place as your Rebbe and you're going to have to forego Simchas Yontif with your family, then the din doesn't apply. So there are certain limitations to this halacha, but again, the bottom line is that generally speaking, there is such a halacha. Bill, you have a question? Yes, correct.
It's
correct. Passion. That's right. That's right. Okay, then the Gemara says, Vamar Rabbi Yitzchak, Chayev Adam Latayr Es Atzmo Baregel, Shene Amar Uvniv Lasam Lo Sigo, Tani Nami Hachi, Uvniv Lasam Lo Sigo, Yochol Yehu Yisrael Musarin Al Maga Nevela, Tamud Lomar Amor La Kohanim Bnei Aharon, Bnei Aharon Musarin, Bnei Yisrael Eim Musarin, Valo Dvarim Kal Vachomer, Umatu Machamura Kohanim Musarin, Yisraelim Einan Musarin, Tumakala Lo Kol Shekein, Elamal Tamud Lomar Uvniv Lasam Lo Sigo Baregel. The Gemara derives from the Pasuk in Parsha Shmini, Uvniv Lasam Lo Sigo, that a person has to purify themselves around Yontif time. Before you do Aliyah L'Regel, you have to make sure not to become tamei, because there can't be a chiyuv for a Yisrael and even for a kohen to not become tamei betumas nevela, right? Even a kohen is allowed to touch a dead carcass of an animal. There's no iser for that, and kal vachomer for a Yisrael, because a Yisrael is even allowed to touch a regular dead body, right? That iser only applies to kohanim, that there's an iser to not come into contact with a meis. So it must be that when the Torah tells us not to touch a nevela in Parsha Shmini, it must be dafka referring to the time around Yontif. Fine. Amar Rav Krispadayim Rabbi Yochanan Shlosha Sfarim Niftachin Rosh Hashanah, Echad Shal Rishoyim Gemurin, Ve'echad Shal Tzadikim Gemurin, Ve'echad Shal Beinanim. Tzadikim Gemurin Nechtabim Ve'echtamen La'altar L'chaim, Rishoyim Gemurin Nechtabim Ve'echtamen La'altar L'misa, Beinanim Tuluyin Ve'omdin Me'Rosh Hashanah V'yad Yom Al-Kippurim, Zachu Nechtabim L'chaim, Lo Zachu Nechtabim L'misa, right? The famous Gemara, they have three books open on Rosh Hashanah. If you're a Tzadik Gemur, you get signed and sealed for life right away, and conversely, if you're a Rosh Gemur, if you're a Beinani, so your din gets suspended until Yom Kippur, and then Hashem decides what to do with you. Amar Rabbi Yavin Mikra, what's the source for this? So the Gemara quotes the pasuk first from Tehillim, "Yimachu misefer chayim ve'im tzadikim al yikasevu." That you're erased from the book of life, but you're not written with the tzadikim. So what does that mean? "Yimachu misefer zeh sifron shel rishayim." I'm sorry, zeh sifron shel rishayim gemurin. Chayim zeh sifron shel tzadikim ve'im tzadikim al yikasevu zeh sifron shel beinanim. So again, that pasuk in Tehillim alludes to those three books. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar mehalcha pasuk from Parshas Kisisa ve'im ayin mechenina misifrecha asher kasaf. The Moshe Rabbeinu says, if you don't save Klal Yisrael, you should erase me from your book. Right. So the Gemara says, "Mechinina zeh sifron shel rishayim, misifrecha zeh sifron shel tzadikim, asher kasavta zeh sifron shel beinim." Again, alluding to those three books. Tanya beShamay Omrim, Gimel Kitos Hein LeYom Hadin. There are three groups that are judged on the Yom Hadin. Achas shel tzadikim gemurin, vaachas shel rishayim gemurin, vaachas shel beinim. Tzadikim gemurin nichtav v'nichtav la'alter l'chayi olam. So tzadikim get judged for olam haba right away. Rishayim gemurin nichtav v'nichtav la'alter l'gehenim. They get judged for gehenim. Shene Amar lePasuk says in Sefer Daniel, v'rabim yishene ad masa afar yakitu elu l'chayi olam. Says that the people who are asleep, in other words, those who have died, some are going to go to Olam Haba, and others are going to go through Gehenna, they're going to get punished. And then Beinanim Yordin LeGehenim Umitzaf Tzifin VeOlin. Shana Amar VeHevesi Esashilishis Baish Utsraftim Kitzrof Esakesef Uvchantim Kevachon Esazahav Hu Yikrav Eshmi VeAni Eneuso. So and then the Gemara says regarding the Beinanim, the pasuk in Zechariah indicates that they go to Gehenna to be purified, and then once they're purified through Gehenna, they're going to come into Olam Haba. That's what Chana alluded to in her Shira and Sefer Shmuel, where she says that Hashem kills and brings to life. He brings you through Gehenna and then brings you back out. That's an allusion to the Beinanim, who get purified through Gehenna, and then once they're purified, they come into Olam Haba.